Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Brian London. He is the editor of the Gold Newsletter, also our host down at the New Orleans Investment Conference, which is one of the few conferences that I travel to every year because I do appreciate the quality of investors that are there and the time I get to spend with the companies. Brian, let's talk about the overall gold market. What we are seeing is very consistent to what we've seen in the last 4 or 5 years, and that is a rally at the very tail end of December carrying over into January. The question is, though, just how far can this rally go? We've seen a whole mixed bag over the last 4 to 5 years. Well, a couple of years, 2016, the market ran for another 6 months, but last year it petered out pretty quickly, and for the most part, all we did was head down for about the next 8 months. What are your thoughts on where the gold market could go now?
Well, you hit the nail on the head there, Corey. It's, I was pounding the table for months and months about this year-end rally and how it was going to shake out. And I was really amazed that more people weren't. It wasn't, it didn't take a genius to see it. This is the fourth year in a row we've seen this kind of performance. Going from a mid-December Fed rate hike, then very quickly a responsive rally in gold that goes into the new year. And you're right, last year we had a nice little rally through the end of January, and then it traded sideways for 3 months, and then it started downward as the dollar strengthened. In 2016 and 2017, we had really nice 6 month rallies going into the summer where we were able to make a good bit of money in these juniors. So what's going to happen this year? That's what we don't know. The easy part, the predicting the rally is behind us. And we're already seeing some nice gains from some of the undervalued companies at the end of the year, that suffered from the tax loss selling and the like. So again, the question remains, what are we going to see this year? I'm fairly optimistic because we do have some good strong tailwinds behind us this year. We have a shift in Fed policy and or the market's perception of Fed policy. There's a little difference between those two. We have the likelihood that these trade tensions, this trade war of China, will end at some point over the next couple of months because both sides are hurting. They really need to have that change or that solution. But most importantly, it's the Fed. The Fed has ratcheted back from original predictions of 3 to 4 rate hikes this year to 2 rate hikes this year to a perception in the market right now that it's very likely they'll have 0 rate hikes this year. Some people are even saying they'll have a rate cut at some point this year. So that's a dramatic shift in monetary policy and perceptions for that policy. And I think that's really going to help boost gold.
Yeah, heading into this year and just in the last couple of months, there has been a big change in terms of some of the characteristics around the markets and around what the Fed is doing that do lead me to believe that we could be in for maybe a more sustainable run for gold. But addressing what the Fed's going to do, we just don't know yet. They're on pause right now. I don't know if we'll see a rate hike or a rate cut, but so much does depend on what the market does. Overall, though, what are some of the major factors that you would like to see get done outside of maybe just a market collapse, which I still think the jury's out on if that would truly help the gold stocks?
Well, let's address that, okay? The stock market, if you're talking about a market collapse, I'm assuming you're talking about the equity markets. And this is, the new reality is that the stock market is the economy. We had Greenspan, Bernanke, Yellen, and now Powell all building up, pumping up the financial markets, the equity markets, to build a wealth effect. That was the whole purpose behind quantitative easing and zero interest rates. So they did that. They pumped up the financial markets. They pumped up asset prices and home values along with equities to build this wealth effect. They're not going to sit around and watch it collapse, watch this house of cards collapse without throwing in another ocean of liquidity at the problem. So if we have a significant setback in the stock market, a further weakness in the stock market, the Fed's going to step in. They're going to either Well, first off, they're going to pause for the rate hikes, then they may cut rates, and then they may go directly to quantitative easing if things get really bad. Obviously, in that scenario, gold wins out. Now, if the stock market shows a little bit of weakness and the Fed, well, number one, the stock market, if it shows strength, it's because of an easier Fed policy. And if it averts a major decline, but the Fed is supporting it, that's also bullish for gold. So really, we're in that kind of a sweet spot right now when everything is dependent upon Fed policy and the Fed is prevented from tightening policy, then we have a very supportive backdrop for gold.
Yes, we absolutely do. But what about what's going on around the world? We continue to see weak economic data out of China, weak economic data out of Europe. Japan, well, they've just been printing money forever, and they can't seem to get going in terms of economic growth. That is, or potentially could creep over into the U.S. This all speaks to potential deflation, though. How do you think that impacts the gold market?
Well, initially, it doesn't do it any good, obviously, but I think the market quickly looks to what the prescription is for that ill, and that prescription is going to be more central bank liquidity. And investors need to look at the long term and realize that we are stuck in a spiral at this point where the only answer is more liquidity, and more liquidity means cheaper currencies. And as that happens, there's only one thing left that all of these currencies can be depreciated against. One primary thing is gold, in general, tangible assets as a whole, but very specifically gold and silver, which obviously acts as an optionality play on gold.
Yeah, and it has been nice to see silver leading, but some of the arguments can also be made that silver is just simply playing catch up because it was lagging so much for the last year to year and a half. What about what's going on in terms of the stocks, though? Because only select stocks seem to really be getting money flowing in, and we continue to see general weakness out of the majors. However, they are also bouncing. There needs to be more money flowing into the sector. It's not coming in, racing in, we could say, but there is a general increase in, again, some select stocks. How are you trying to share with your subscribers how to play this?
Well, I have been saying, as you know, in these radio shows and also in my letters, that that investors need to focus on the juniors that have large established resources already identified. These are the first ones to move. This includes the optionality plays. This includes the companies that are developing large deposits. But the ones that already have known large resources in gold or silver are the ones that will participate earliest in this gold rally and have been participating in this gold rally, and they'll move the furthest, the quickest, frankly. In our December issue of Gold Newsletter, our big annual year-ending issue of Gold Newsletter, which is always large because it includes coverage from the New Orleans Investment Conference, a lot of great content there, and a lot of my year-end picks. In that last issue a few weeks ago, last issue of 2018, I released a list of 13 stocks that I thought were going to be the biggest movers, my picks to be the biggest movers in this coming gold rally that we're now seeing. Those 13 stocks are now up about 16%. And one of them, for instance, First Mining Gold, is up 58%. Another one, Gold Mining Inc., again, these are the optionality plays, is up 30%. I have another 11 companies listed on there that are either ones down 6%, I'm seeing right now, ones at is completely flat since I predicted it or recommended it, and other ones are up 5 to 10 to 15%. But this is the list of companies that I think, as we get a bit more momentum in this rally, as we get more investors finally turning in toward gold, we get some of the generalist money coming in the sector. These are the companies that I think are going to really move the most and benefit the most from this continuing gold rally.
So you and I were talking about some of these stocks, some of the optionality stocks more so than anything. And the question I asked was, is this a long-term hold or more of a short-term trade? Because in all fairness, some of these optionality plays can be very volatile, but not necessarily be the best strategy to buy and hold.
Yeah, they have been long-term plays for me in the newsletter because I've been predicting a big rally in gold over the long term. We know that it's been more of a stair-step affair since December 2015, but over the long term, I think they're really going to benefit because we're going to see much higher gold prices. That said, these companies and this specific list of 13 companies are ones that I picked as a great short-term trade for this rally. I think as we get a little longer in the tooth, that we get a bit more momentum in this sector, in the gold rally, we get more investors coming in. At some point, we're going to shift that with a focus more on the expiration plays that can be really big movers in this kind of an environment. But initially, in my experience, these companies of big resources, they are the first to move to respond to the rally in gold and do represent a great short-term opportunity.
All right, Brian, we're going to leave it at that. But just a reminder, you are offering that final issue of 2018 to people who are not current subscribers. At $20, they can get all 13 of those companies and read over that very comprehensive newsletter. If anybody wants to take advantage of that deal, please either email me at fleck@kereport.com or follow the link below to Brian's site for the gold newsletter and sign up through Brian directly. Brian, I appreciate your comments. Let's hope 2019 is one of those long-lasting positive years for gold.
I hope so too. Thank you so much, Corey.